Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I got good news, I got bad news. Good news is, mom's alive. Bad news is, she's my boss, Rod, King of the Slams. No, good news is, we're already halfway through the week. Bad news is, this is the last day until daylight savings time. The sun sets after 7.
Okay, you said that about a month ago after 8 o'clock. I remember sitting here and you said that. And I texted y'all last night at like 6:59. I'm like, damn, it feels like 10 o'clock at night out here. Right?
Tonight
it's dark.
Tonight the sun will set at 7:01.
Oh, no.
And tomorrow will set at 6.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
6:59.
Man, we're getting there, man. We're getting there.
And it's still 90 degrees outside.
Yeah, I know. And that's the other thing. It's still freaking summertime out there today. It's like October 1st, right? And we were talking about it before the show, and Dusty's like, it still feels like summertime out there, man. It's October 1st, and it's still 85 degrees and all that kind of stuff.
That's a weird number.
It is a weird number, isn't it? 85 degrees. I wonder why I picked that one today.
That's because that's the percentage of recall votes of yes to Frank White yesterday. Yeah, what
pack
an
your
ass
bags.
Kicking in the, yeah, get out.
Talk to you later.
See you, Frank.
Yeah.
Get the hell out.
I mean, literally, if I could take one thing for a presidential election, there should be two lines. Do you want to vote just for president and vice president? Because, I mean, really, like, you're not really going Republican, Democrat when it comes to president, vice president ever, right? Like, should be like a fantasy team, like defense special teams, right? One circle, fill it in. How don't you dare go over the line when you fill out the circle. But, like, with, like, yesterday, you walked up to the booth, you did the whole thing, address the same, sure is. All right, go talk to one of those ladies to give you a ballot. One spot. It's yes or no.
Yeah.
And that was it. I didn't even sit down in the booth. I was laughing at people that were going and sitting down.
Sitting down? I've never sat down in a voting booth in my life.
Nope.
I didn't know you could.
Yeah, oh,
where's that? I mean, what are you doing in that voting booth where you need to sit down? You close that curtain. You're taking your pants off. Like what's going on in a voting booth with a bench?
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
I could have filled out the circle with something else. But it was, you walk right in, right over there, sir. Fill it out and then put it through the system. Here's your sticker. Have a good day.
At least you got a sticker out of it.
Yeah,
I love the fact that they were giving out stickers yesterday because I got so many friends texting me their stickers from there yesterday.
Vote yes.
Guess
didn't
what vote. I did today? I voted.
Vote if you didn't get a sticker, man.
That's right. It doesn't count if you didn't vote. But that was an ass-kicking yesterday. 85%, more than I thought. I thought it'd be like, 70, 80% of the populace. Maybe even lower, but 85%,
man. I was off. I said 80-20.
You were low. I don't think anybody thought it was going to be this high. I mean, you never see elections like that where 85% of the populace agrees on something, right?
No.
Who are the 15%ers?
Yeah,
who are those people? They like paying more for taxes and losing teams. I mean, the 15%ers who voted for Frank, I mean, the turnout was kind of low, so the 15% could represent, friends and family and whatnot.
Looked like there's about 76,000 votes.
Yeah.
64,000.
Said no. Or said yes.
Said yes.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Said no to Frank. See you later, Frank. So now he's going to challenge all of this and,
Yeah, they said, now it's
classic.
Well, now it goes,
of course.
Now
it
goes, they have to pass it. Obviously, if they let it go through and then next week it's official, then he challenged that's unlawful. And then somebody comes in and goes, hey, man,
you got to go.
It ain't happening.
Yeah.
Look, dude, you
gots to go.
All the guys at the poker table are done giving you a $5 chip to have you hang around to keep the numbers even. But now, it's over.
It's over. You got to go.
Yeah.
It's time.
If you ain't hacking, they'll send you packing.
Yeah. No, it's time. And you talk about a legacy, and we can get serious for just one second. I mean, this guy was a hero in this town for a long, long time, right? Also, because we didn't have many other good baseball players to come through the door.
Not anymore. He's not.
Right, well, but he's not. I mean, you talk about a guy who went from the second greatest player in organizational history to somebody that nobody in this town even wants to talk about. And it really is. I mean, it really is a sad fall from grace by Frank White, but he did it to himself. And he had a great job with the Royals being their TV guy. You can't talk trash about the organization when you work for them. And that's why that ended. And, he never became the manager. No other team hired Frank White as the manager either. You don't normally want to hire your quote unquote heroes to be your manager or your head coach, because eventually, what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to fire those guys, right? And so that's not something that you want to do. And so you look at, the whole situation involving Frank. He went from a guy who could have wrote his ticket in this town to do anything to a guy that everybody's packing boxes up for him and kicking him out the door. It really is. Ultimately, we do one word at 7:30. The one word is sad for Frank White right now. It is a sad, sad situation, involving him. But again, he did it to himself. Nobody else can be blamed for this. That's what, life is all about. Things happen to you. It's your fault. Take responsibility for it. And Frank's going to have to take responsibility for this and then getting his ass kicked yesterday at the polls.
Shout out to the people that went hard in the paint. I was watching the news last night just to see the stories of it and to kind of get, prepped for today about, the small, topic that we have of it. But, people in Independence at Saints turning up on a Tuesday vote for
a watch party.
Seriously. I mean, they had shirts. They had the signs in there. They were drinking it seems like Tuesday night's got to be $3 domestics and $5 margaritas.
Yeah, right.
Something
like that.
Plastic Saints cup. Damn, dude, I wish Maloney's was an Independence. I'd have been.
You've been over there?
Oh, I'd have been on the deck just getting hammered.
Hey, you could have been down at the Sand Trap getting hammered down there. Oh, that's Jackson County. There's a lot of celebrating going on down there, I'm sure.
Fire up the mushrooms,
as well,
maybe.
Last night. But hell yeah. They're good. The pizza's fantastic at the Trap, too.
Let's go.
It's outstanding. So I was thinking about like that. Well, that's what you call it. It's the Trap.
Oh, yeah.
It's the biggest ass-kicking in Kansas City sports history that we saw yesterday by Frank White, 85-15, right? Like, that's the biggest ass-kicking we've ever seen. And I challenged you guys, because I didn't know the answer until about 5 minutes ago. I looked at the top 10 Chiefs ass-kickings of all time, where they just demolished their opponent. And I said to you guys, how many of them came in the Patrick Mahomes era in the top 10 of the biggest point differential wins in Chiefs history?
You said five.
You said five. Yes. I think Dusty said three. The answer is zero.
That's crazy. That's
amazing to think about, that the biggest margin of victory in Chiefs history, the top 10, not one of those is a Patrick Mahomes game.
Can I ask a follow-up, Ted?
Yes.
How many are under the Andy Reid regime?
None.
Yeah. Because there's Alex Smith, too. Like, we forget about Alex Smith was here for 4 years.
Yeah.
But remember, that's the thing that we say about Andy Reid. Yeah. Like, he doesn't do it. There's proof.
Right.
Because you know, we're all the same. Like, Chiefs go up like 17-0. We're like, just rip the throat out. Just keep going. Final score 24-13.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, all right, whatever.
But I want to see him start doing that more. Like, that's my challenge now for Andy the rest of the way.
Blowouts or running the ball?
They can go together.
I mean, they really can. No, they can. But
the Ravens blow people out, or did last year.
Yeah,
they run the ball more than anyone in the league.
Detroit.
They run the ball more than anyone.
You're absolutely right. But he's asking, what do I think will happen? Will Andy blow somebody out first, or will he run the ball first? I mean, and the answer to that question is,
I don't know.
I don't think anybody does. But like, the largest margin of Chiefs victory was 1963.
Oh, okay.
They beat Denver 59-7 in
that
game.
Cool.
Yeah, right. They scored 59 points back then, and then their number two is a game that I absolutely love against the Phoenix Cardinals. They won that game 49-0. And that's the game. You go back and watch the video. Will Shields is leading the team down the field, and Priest Holmes is following him like a convoy. And Will's just knocking people to the ground as a guard, leading the way. And Priest Holmes, I mean, it was like an 80-yard touchdown run. Never forget it. Kind of up the right side of the field. I'll never forget watching that play.
02-03?
That's 02. Then 1963 was the third one. Okay. Then you got 04, 66, 68, 67, 64, 06, and then 1967. Those are your top 10. The first one under the Andy Reid era came in 2021, and that's when we beat the Raiders 48-9 when they stomped on the logo, and so we took
that. That's what we need to do. We need to like disguise ourselves as like bad people of the other team. And do something that gets under Andy Reid's skin. Because apparently, driving the bus around the stadium, don't you ever do that again. Stomping on the logo, we know that all too well from any team. You stomp on the logo, that's like 85-15. They're proving that they don't care. Okay, Raiders 49-8, he said.
What was it, 49?
49-2. 49-9, 48-9,
48-9. I remember that game.
It was over by the first quarter. Yeah, okay. It was over.
There's
in the
a
first
lot of clown
of
shows
game.
Against the Raiders. Like you think about the Jamal Charles game.
Yeah.
When what was it? Was
the top 25 margins of victory. Only one is against the Raiders.
Well,
I'm two.
I'm saying where they did like something cheeky versus the Raiders, right? Like there was the Travis Kelce game, 4 catches, 4 touchdowns, 26 yards.
Mm-hmm.
The Jamal Charles game, where like at the end of the game, they were literally like, we're going to run a screen over here, and like it's going to go right over there. They told him, they knew it, and they still couldn't stop Jamal Charles. That game there.
When they were down 20-0 in like the first quarter, and then they were up, they won like 40-20. DeMarcus Robinson had like 3 touchdowns.
Yep.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That
they
was
were
a good
leading
one too.
By the half.
Is that the one where DeMarcus Robinson got the penalty because he walked Ben backwards?
Yes. 100%.
They still had a baseball stadium in that, or a baseball diamond on the field.
Yeah. Yeah.
The good old days.
So trashy.
It was so good back in the day, man. October 1st was always like that line. You knew the fields were going to turn over, right? Unless that team happened to make the playoffs and then it went deep into October. But this was always the line of demarcation. We're like, all right, we get grass fields now in the NFL. We don't have to acquiesce to baseball anymore.
Yeah. gosh, you got to know those baseball, those football players. Hey,
oh, absolutely, they did.
Sucks.
Hey, we're gonna run a slant over second base. Please, no.
I mean,
fine grass.
You talk about the field turf right now. Imagine playing on baseball dirt, clay, and trying to get your footing and all of that kind of
although
nonsense.
Although I do miss Candlestick Park.
I'd miss that too. Yeah,
that place was sick.
It was. It was.
It had the high rise bleachers in the corner.
Yeah, you had to pull them out and they had everything for the baseball. Yeah, it was.
There's the sort of aura about those sorts of stadiums. Yeah.
Well, it's back when times were simple.
And I mean, you see SoFi, and you're like, whoa, this place is a spaceship.
Night and day. I mean, yeah. But, I mean, you go back to those cookie-cutter stadiums, too. You're playing on AstroTurf, and second base is covered up by a piece of metal. And you're like, all right, go out there and run.
Somebody in the text says, how do you guys remember all these games? Because we're losers.
Well, like, I'm looking at them.
But it's like the details, though. Like you remember,
the
like,
details you remember, yes.
Because when they did the circle, was that against the Raiders when they did the round and round?
Merry-go-round.
Or was that in the Super Bowl?
That was the Super Bowl.
That was the Rose Bowl?
Yeah, that was the first Super Bowl,
like
I think.
Stuff like that they do, but they don't blow people out.
Right.
Exactly, yeah.
Like seriously.
Put
the pedal on the metal, man. Like, I'm ready for them to go out there and blow somebody out right now. Let's go take care of business.
It.
And yeah, I think the players probably want it. You know, you could tell they were having fun the other day, right? They were having fun putting up 37 points minus three because a Butker should have been 40. But maybe we're talking about one of the biggest wins, and, you know, probably not. It's only a 20-point margin of victory if they get that field goal. But even still, like, they were having fun doing all that kind of stuff. And I think Andy now kind of realizes and recognizes, all right, we got our guys back. This is it with Travis and the band and all this kind of stuff. And I've been saying it all year. Now that we've got our arsenal almost all back, and when we get our arsenal full back, go full bore and just beat up on everybody, man. Go out and take out your frustrations on everyone out there in the NFL.
They've got the juggernauts to do it. Plus, we follow up on the story where there was a Karen still in a headband. Plus, playoff baseball is back, baby. Mm. And boy, is it. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Beat that ass.
This is Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Back in on Fesco and Dusty, Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, all with you on 96.5 The Fan. Happy October 1st. October.
Great More month. Like October.
Oktoberfest. That's right. Celebrating Dave Tobe all month long, baby. Dude. Another Chiefs coach has got a month named after him. It's Oktoberfest.
Yeah, I don't know. I have to think about that one. Nothing with Spags. Nothing with Nagy, nothing with Reed.
No.
Yeah, October. Which means anytime Chiefs special teams touchdown this week on Monday Night Football.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, because it's October.
So playoff baseball's back.
Oh, God, is it?
Calm down.
I mean, I don't know about you. Well, I do know about you. But, like, and you and I may be the only ones. Every effing pitch, man, you're on the edge of your seat in postseason baseball. It is so good.
If you really want to feel like edge of your seat, bet starting pitchers over strikeouts. Because yesterday I bet Scooble and Gavin Williams. Tarek Skubal had 14 strikeouts, and as Max said, he threw, or no, that was Crochet, but same thing. Skubal had 14 strikeouts. I took 7.5. I think he accomplished that like in the fifth inning because this is where bats go to quiet.
Yep.
And aces. I mean, I think Blake Snell had 9 strikeouts. Crochet had 11. Mm-hmm. Freed had what, 7?
Mm-hmm.
Skubal had 14.
14, yeah. He was
nuts
yesterday.
And then Gavin Williams had 9. So, I mean, these pitchers are dealing, man. Like, and these are the aces. So, like, now everybody kind of, like, goes to option number 2, obviously, which all these teams that are in the playoffs have solid rotations. But man, I mean, Boston, New York delivered. And you look at this, you know, the scoreline, like, 3-1, but it's the game itself. Because
right.
I was telling you this morning, I had a parlay with Aaron Judge, 2 bases, drilled it.
Yep.
Freed over 5.5 strikeouts, nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
Crochet, 6 or more, nailed it. And the other one was Giancarlo Stanton, 1.5 runs, hits RBI.
Mm-hmm.
Comes up in the 9th inning, bases loaded, nobody out. Damn it.
Damn. Yeah. Like it
and
was.
And I mean, it was crazy too because it was Chapman versus Judge, Bellinger, and Stanton.
Right.
Like that's. And then you look at the Yankees lineup and you're like, wait a minute, Paul Goldschmidt, Aaron Judge, Cody Bellinger, Giancarlo Stanton, MVP, 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 MVP.
Yeah.
And 3-1, and Aaron Boone is getting the Cotrero treatment today because everyone's like, why do you take Fried out?
Well, it's the worst thing in baseball, right?
Like the Jets.
The Jets wishing the Yankees good luck. The Yankees should have tried to lead that. I don't want to be associated with
That was foreshadowing.
I mean, that was fantastic. But I mean, that's what these teams do, right? You know, they all, congratulations, good luck on the playoffs. I don't need to hear from the Jets. You have no postseason experience to be talking about.
Stay in your lane.
Out there. Yeah, exactly.
Whatever lane that is.
Whatever lane the Jets are in right now. Boy, Aaron Glenn not looking like a great head coach at this point in time. Remember, he cut the guy after week one for fumbling, and he's not going to stand for like they had 3 fumbles and 13 penalties. Did he cut the whole team yesterday? Because yeah. You can't sit there and cut people for fumbling and then have a whole epidemic that's going on and look like a good head football coach. So he's got some work to do. But I mean, Stanton's up there last night and the bases are loaded. I mean, I told you earlier, I said he looked like a mean SOB standing in that box. You're like, did you see how much back power he was like on his back leg? I'm like, yeah, he was coiled, ready to go Aroldis Chapman. But so the Yankees load the bases with no outs in the ninth inning, and everybody's, all right, here we go. It's going to get broken open, right? And Jazz Chisholm stinks, and Stanton struck out. I mean, it was a hell of an at-bat. It was the first time in baseball history in the playoffs that the bases were loaded with no outs and a run didn't score. I mean, and that's 100 and some years of baseball playoff history. Bases loaded, nobody out. First time in baseball playoff history that a run did not score in that situation. Okay. So
I feel really smart for cashing out my bet then. I feel good.
You do? Okay.
Yeah, I had the Red Sox money line. It was bases loaded. I was like, I'm cashing out. Yeah. I got some money. So
you
I feel good.
You got some money out of there. Yes. But see, if you would have held on, you would have probably made some
But like you
some
said,
more
that was
money,
so
right?
unprecedented.
Yeah, it really was. Yeah,
you also
absolutely.
Can't bet with hindsight.
No, you can't. No.
Boy, I mean, if I'd have picked Juju to have 5 catches.
Right, exactly.
Like, well, yeah,
right, yeah. No kidding. If I would have guessed the right lottery numbers, we wouldn't be having this conversation at this
Here's
point
the
in
bets
time.
I thought I was going to put in. I just didn't get them in time. Yeah. I would have won 250.
No, you wouldn't have.
No, you
sit back down. You wouldn't have won anything.
You'd have lost 85 to 15.
If you really wanted to get those bets in, you would have gotten those bets in.
100%.
So you cashed out. At how much money did you get? Like, what did they give you back?
Instead of 5 for 50, it was 5 for 30.
Okay.
Yeah, still good.
Yeah, it's still a win. Yeah, it's a $25 profit. Hell yeah.
Sweet.
Now put all of that on San Francisco to cover
Let's
the spread.
Go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right,
go do that. Yeah. I like that. No, that's the $25. Yeah, that's great. That's a big win. Hell yeah.
What did Bob's you like, put about? It all on anytime Travis Kelce touchdown.
I would do that too this week. Absolutely.
This week I might.
Yeah.
What did you think about? Because some people are giving Aaron Judge some trash, not offensively, the two hits, but defensively. Scooping up that hit in right field over that was a double when
Durant
when Durant went for the double said he was kind of slow
future Royal.
Well, I mean, are you talking about the double that went 110 feet? You know, like you slow
was
to get
eighth
to
inning?
A little nubber or whatever it was. Like that's a tough one, man. Like, look, Aaron Judge better play a perfect game and get 4 home runs, otherwise
really?
He's going to be criticized.
That's
what I told you guys yesterday. Like, Aaron Judge was fine yesterday. He was 2 for 4 ninth inning. Chapman got a hit, got on base, kept the line moving, and people are still going to criticize Aaron Judge. He's
hitting 500 in the playoffs.
Right. He's hitting 500.
But he's
right?
a power hitter.
The hits aren't good enough hits. Okay.
I don't want none of these sissy singles.
Right. Yeah. We got to get home. So Aaron Judge, like I said, he is the most scrutinized player. I mean, he has to have this postseason success. And even when he does have the postseason success like he did yesterday, people are critical of Aaron Judge, man. It's just not good enough. It's never going to be good enough until he wins a World Series in New York. And, hey, that may not happen. Their season may be over this afternoon. A lot of teams may be over this afternoon. That's the beauty of this playoff. That's the beauty of every pitch mattering. Like, if you were a sports fan yesterday and were watching this stuff, I hope you guys had the anxiety that I had for all up until the last game when Ohtani leads off with a home run. I'm like, all right, I've
and
seen this before, right?
And
5 home runs for the Dodgers.
And his second one went all the way to Albuquerque.
I mean...
He's unbelievable.
He really is. He's
454
crazy.
Feet. He bet over 1.5 home runs.
But I honest to God, he did. Yes. Mm-hmm. Honest to God, I think the biggest star yesterday, though, was Crochet. I mean, games, Skubal was fantastic yesterday as well and whatnot. But I mean, Garrett Crochet, he retired 17 in a row at one point, guys. I mean, that's hard to do.
Max said he was hard because he threw his last pitch at 100 miles an hour and just said, here's my middle finger.
It was awesome, dude. 117th pitch.
Yeah.
100 miles an hour. Boom.
Thank you, Chicago, for trading him out of the AL Central. Woo. Appreciate it much.
He was dominant. It was
awesome.
Yeah,
but Chicago built basically their entire rot. I mean, that's a great trade for the White Sox. Their catcher, their second baseman. Like, that's how you – that's a Zach Greinke trade, right? That's how you spin these guys and get better. That's what I hope the Royals do this offseason. You got an arsenal of pitchers out there right now. You can spin Noah Cameron and get something good back in return for them, because Crochet has set up the White Sox now for, you know, however long you set somebody up for. And so that trade has worked out for both of those organizations. But, I mean, he was just gassed last night. I haven't seen a postseason pitching performance like that in a long time.
It makes you wonder what's going to be a tougher vote for these lovely writers in baseball, because you have a Cy Young vote that I could be convinced either one could win with Skubal and Crochet. Mm-hmm. And you have an MVP vote where I could be convinced it's Raleigh or it's Judge.
Yeah.
I mean, if the Seattle Mariners and Yankees end up facing each other, just let the winner of that series, whoever was more productive, win the MVP.
Win the MVP.
Even though I know the voting's already over.
Right.
But that is, man, those golly, those pitchers, man.
That's playoff baseball, though. I mean,
and to think that Freed was set up to be the two guy. Like, that was supposed to be Garrett Cole versus Garrett Crochet.
Right.
And then tonight would be Freed versus whoever.
Whoever, yeah. But I think also, too, I mean, it just shows you how different, you know, playoff sports are. Every playoff is different. John Candelaria was a...
Look at that, man.
He was a bad dude, man. That guy go out there and shove that ball, you know, where the sun didn't shine. But you look at playoff baseball, like, runs are a premium, pitching matters. And we talked all offseason. That's why if the Royals would have gotten into the playoffs, they would have been a very tough out, because you don't have to hit in October. You just have to know how to pitch and scratch out runs. And nobody would have wanted to see that Royals rotation in the postseason. The regular season, you got to hit, you got to mash, you got to score runs. And then the playoffs start and you do like a 180. You know, it's all about not scoring runs. It's strikeouts. Right. It's, you know, on the edge of your seat. Every pitch matters in these playoff games. And that's what I think, for my money, the baseball postseason just has so much more in it than anything else. Like, especially watching the Chiefs, you always figure they can figure it out. They'll do it. You know, they'll be okay in the postseason. You watch these baseball games, and literally one bad pitch could end the entire season.
Well, you remember
last
year, everybody bitched and moaned like we all did about the offense for the Royals when Vinny Pasquantino went out. They played Baltimore in the first two games of the playoffs. They won 2-1, 2-1, or something like that. 2-1, 1-0,
1-0, and 2-1, or something like that. Yeah,
it's like, that's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, it's all you need.
Game 48. Really, use some more runs,
right,
guys.
It is. I mean, and basketball changes in the playoffs. Hockey changes in the playoffs. Yeah, it's just crazy.
The offense in baseball that I've always comped to basketball and like March Madness is always the Iowa State teams, it seems like. Regular season, they average, you know, like 44% from the arc, and that might be just egregious, but like they just shoot threes, lights out, and then it's like round one, Iowa State, 4 seed, going up against a 13 seed, and all of a sudden they can't hit anything from the arc, and it's like,
Playoff basketball hits
and those threes go away. Playoff baseball hits. It's like, where are all those home runs at?
It doesn't work that way in the playoffs in baseball. Yeah, and you're right. In the one and done scenario, you go 1 of 21 beyond the arc. You're done. You don't have a chance. I mean, and so that's why, like, literally every pitch matters in the playoffs in baseball postseason.
And we can do it all over again today.
All over again today, because we got four more games today. Yeah,
I know that I'm hard.
Heck yes.
I can't wait. Yeah. It's going to be great. But that ass of a lady that stole the headband away from that kid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He came out and said, all I want is just that headband back.
Get it back.
We got to figure this out. Yeah. I mean, I will do my part. If anybody knows who this child is or who his parents are, we will send this viral to have this Karen give this sweaty, for some reason, treasured headband to Patrick Mahomes back into the hands of this kid. Because this kid's probably, you know, it's okay to be a child and have shrines.
Right.
Patrick Mahomes all over your room. And how cool would it be to just throw that headband over a Super Bowl celebration photo? That's what that kid needs. We got to figure out how to get this headband back to this kid.
Well, this kid, they live in upstate New York, and Tavia Hunt's on this now. So the Hunt family is aware of what's going on. The Chiefs as an organization are aware of what's going on. That's what I think. Let's have this kid bang the drum. Here's the kid whose headband was stolen by a Karen in New York. Ladies and gentlemen, Johnny! And he's up there and he's banging the drum. Yeah. Don't you think that would be awesome?
That would be amazing.
We would absolutely, because it would be a topic all week long in Kansas City. Hey, the Chiefs are flying this kid in. He got the headband stolen. Bring him out to meet Mahomes. All that kind of stuff. Let him bang the drum. Like, I think the Chiefs need to go overboard in taking care of this kid. And I think they will. I saw yesterday they were trying to find the family. And, you know, when Tavia Hunt, the owner's wife, is involved, that's a big deal, right? She's going to make sure that this kid gets taken care of, because such a Karen move by that Karen. I mean, it really was just an awful, awful move. And you're right. Like, these kids probably does that. I mean, did you see the way he was dressed? Chief sweatpants, chief shoes. He's 10-year-old
Heck
kid.
Yeah, man.
You're an old woman. Like, what do you need that Patrick Mahomes headband for?
Yeah, we need to take a page out of the Phillies book where that one Cruella DeVille looking lady, she took the baseball from that kid and his father, and then they went and, you know, paid him back by saying, hey, here's all this stuff, here's a swag bag, because Joey Masters is this young man's name, and he said on September 21st game against the Chiefs game, after being a fan for several years, he got the tickets for his 10th birthday.
10th birthday present,
not only
man.
That's his birthday. Let's add more to the fuel to the fire for this Karen. And he saw the Chiefs beat the Giants 22-9. It was fun, said Masters. It was cool to look at the stadium. We had to watch all the Chiefs warm up and play. He and his mom were in the front row behind the end zone. The Pinfield, New York resident says he got his hat signed by Drew Tranquil and a glove from Trent McDuffie.
Damn.
The incident with Mahomes' headband happened after the game. Patrick Mahomes walked over to me. We locked eyes.
You can clearly see it.
He tries to give me his headband, and this woman just swooped in and snatched it from me, said Masters. What a jerk.
I hope her company did fire her. I really do. Like, I think that is at this day and age, when you make a fool of yourself on social media, that is a fireable offense. And she should be fired, because I wouldn't want her representing my company. But I think, look, the Chiefs will probably take care of this kid, but I want to make this kid a superstar. I want this kid to get everything that he wants, because he deserves it. He didn't deserve to be treated like that by a grown adult over a headband.
Let him be the guy that is the inaugural coin toss guy.
Yeah, there you go.
Because the mom of young Joey Masters says, I don't want her to get hate mail like that, obviously. Mm-hmm. I don't want her to get death threats, said Mindy. I just want her to give the child his headband back.
Right.
He wants that Mahomes.
He wants the
Mahomes
headband, man.
Come on now.
Again, you're an adult. Be one.
Do better. Moving on from Bleacher Report, when Rashee Rice returns from suspension, the Chiefs will be the NFL juggernauts again. Yes or no?
Yes, there it is. I saw that type of saying yesterday about the Chiefs in so many different places. Looking at power rankings, do you know that the NFL Network has a power rankings release show now every week?
No.
But I didn't see the Chiefs rank lower than 7 in power rankings across the board. And I saw them as high as number 3 in some people's power rankings. I can't wait to see yours
Max
coming
Pack,
up.
Number one team that can win a trophy.
That's exactly
Kansas City
right.
Chiefs. They're back, baby.
But you know what? The rest
Never
of the
went league, out of the top 5, well, I'll add.
The rest of the league knows it, too. The rest of the league knows that this team is back. They saw what took place on Sunday with Rashee Rice. Get your jokes in now. Kick the dirt on the grave. Because, we're getting stronger in 2 weeks as well once we get that Rashee Rice guy back onto the field. And it's what I want to see. We kind of talked about it to start, and I think you guys are there as well. It is time to unleash the beast. We've had the last 2 or 3 years
Flex
of kind of suffering on offense, if you will, you know, not being the number one offense, not being the scoring demons that we are. It's time to go out there now. And once we get Rashee Rice back, and once we get Travis Kelce and all these guys all on the same page, it's time to go out there and destroy opponents. I do believe that the Chiefs as players want to do that. I believe that there are some in the organization that want to do that. There are fans that want to see this done. Let's convince Andy to just start blowing people out, man. Let's pay back people, take out frustrations of the last 2 to 3 years, last couple of weeks of everybody been ripping on this team and they're no good on offense. It is time to go out there and absolutely demoralize your opponents. Andy, go do it. It's okay. You can do it. I know you don't want to. You don't want to embarrass folks, but it's time. Go out there and embarrass everybody in your way.
If you can, this would be a hell of a week to do that, to prove to a lot of people, because you know what team leads the NFL in turnovers?
Jacksonville.
That's right. You know whose team has one of the best pressure rates on the front four of the defensive line?
Jacksonville.
That's right.
Who have they played again?
Doesn't matter. They're getting to the quarterback. They're turning the ball over.
It is. You know, you could look at the quarterbacks they've played, though. I think it does matter.
Yeah.
Sure. Brock Purdy.
Yeah, the quarterbacks they've played. Bryce Young, Joe Burrow. Week two still would have been Joe Burrow, right?
No, it wasn't. That was Jake Browning's first game.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, Jake Browning.
Jake Browning. CJ Stroud and Brock.
Yeah. not exactly a who's who. We'll see what they're able to do.
Stroud and Brock Purdy are considered good quarterbacks.
Solid, the other two, not good offense.
Not good offense, but good quarterbacks. Yeah, I think there is a difference.
What they're doing is getting to those guys and forcing them to 100%. Turn the ball over. And I know that Mahomes is the best in the league. But again, like, I'm just going up against what the Chiefs are going up against. Because last week, everyone says, oh, the Ravens defense was beat up after the game's over. Like, right, we had Texas like, oh, come on, you're going too hard on this offense, that defense. Okay, well, then explain to me why the Chiefs were still two-point underdogs going into Sunday afternoon at 3:25. That didn't change.
Vegas why are didn't. The Ravens still a favorite to win the Super Bowl ahead of the Chiefs?
That's fine.
Are they?
Yeah, they're number two or three right now.
Because everyone in Vegas still had the Ravens at plus two or minus 2.5 going into that game at 3:25. And everyone on every network, except a fair few, had the Ravens winning that game against the Chiefs. But then the Chiefs win 37-20, and all of a sudden it's like, well, the Ravens were injured. They didn't play. Well, all that was available pregame.
Pregame,
like all that stuff was available in the pregame of this game against the Ravens.
And nobody talked about it.
And then we play hindsight where it's like, well, their defensive line was beat up. This was beat up. And they didn't have this. And Lamar got hurt. Lamar left in the fourth quarter.
I mean, it's all of the, like, their offense wasn't good. There's nobody injured on offense.
And that's what we're going to see here. Jacksonville, best turnover ratio in the NFL, worst last year. They've drastically changed. They get pressure to the quarterback. They're doing these things on defense. And then all of a sudden the Chiefs go into this game on Monday night. Let's say they beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 34-14. Hypothetically, let's say that's a score. It's going to be, well, the Jaguars haven't played anybody. They played Bryce Young. C.J. Stroud's kind of fallen off. Brock Purdy is who he is. And Jake Browning came in and played. It's like, yeah, but like before all of this, you were leading it up, and like now it's not good enough. So I'm with you when I want to see an offensive an explosion to where there are no excuses, where it's like, well, shoot, maybe they are just this good. And they don't even have Rashee Rice yet.
Ravens right below the Chiefs now at plus 1,000. Chiefs at plus 950.
Oh, see, I saw one yesterday that had the Ravens above the Chiefs. So
but
again,
they're right there. I mean, it's a 50-point difference.
How they're right there still with the mass unit that they have, again, are they watching what's going on? Because their best defensive tackle's now on IR. Their quarterback's now out a couple of weeks.
Yeah, the quarterback that changes things for sure.
That's where I'm thinking, too. Like, I mean, you lost Lamar.
In the north.
Yeah, with the Lamar Jackson news, I don't think I can say that confidently.
I don't think
if
you can.
If he was in, then I'd still be for sure.
Yeah, I don't think you can confidently say that.
They are minus 150 for the division still.
It's crazy.
Even
with that news and where they are and what they've done.
Plus 195. They were plus 290 a couple days ago, so they did go down. So that is the time. And this is your last chance if you want to do that. Plus 190 for the Steelers.
For the Steelers to win the division. Because
it's going to go,
Baltimore go out there and lose. Pittsburgh goes out there and wins. And that flips on a dime right there, yeah.
And also, you know, you're talking about the Jags pass rush has been really good. Trayvon Walker on the injury report for the Jaguars. So we'll keep an eye on that. That's obviously their first round pick from a few years ago.
And their first round pick this year is non-existent on both sides of the ball.
Can you imagine if he lines up against Xavier Worthy and Xavier Worthy does to him what he did to that kid for Baltimore?
I would love to see that. They wouldn't put Travis Hunter in that situation, though, man, would they? You're embarrassing your number one pick like that?
I mean,
he plays slot corner and Xavier Worthy plays slot receiver.
I'm not
an X's and O's guys, but I know that's 1v1 matchup.
I mean, that'll be awesome.
And then I'm just going to spam my audio.
Mahomes is going to look like John Goodman at the Thanksgiving dinner, like getting ready to get the gravy when he sees Hunter mixed up with Worthy.
Yes.
I mean, Travis, there it goes again, man. Like, you took this guy, you really didn't know what he was going to be, and he's a nothing burger on both sides. Now, it is only four games into the season. It's early in his career. But through the first quarter of the season, he's been a zero for Jacksonville. And he plays on both sides.
Mm. Yeah, I'm not celebrating my bust take quite yet, but it's looking solid
so far.
You're
four games in. I've heard people want Aaron Glenn fired after four. We can't make decisions on these guys four games in to their career. You just can't make these open and closed decisions. Like everybody writing the Chiefs off after week one or celebrating this team after week two.
You're talking about. You are. I mean, like, we're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
We've gotten into this, we've got to make these rash decisions right away. And, this team's good. I saw somebody, one of the AP voters complaining again about the college football poll. And her thing was like, we need to get rid of it because it's too reactionary. I go, welcome to sports in 2025, where every pitch, every throw, every shot, everything is magnified and talked about like it's, oh, my God, I can't believe they did that. Instead of, looking at the big picture and saying, okay, that was one moment in week two. We've got 15 more of these to go. Let's see how it plays out. players can get better. And if Travis Hunter is going to be a player in the NFL, yep. then he's going to get better. And if he doesn't, then he'll be selling insurance to Dion's kid.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
That's right. Fesco and Dusty poll question on the Fan 965 on X. Are you more comfortable with this offense or defense headed into week 5 for the Kansas City Chiefs? Coming up next, Jay Binkley joins the show here on 965 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
There's juice all over the place.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Creed Humphrey, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Tell him what he likes.
He loves beer and chewing tobacco.
What else?
Football and boots.
Hell yeah.
He knows Bobby Bowden. He knows Pete Carroll. He likes the 3-4 defense. He's Jay Binkley.
Better believe it. Praise be. Praise be to Jay Binkley as we move on into week 5.
I can't believe it's week 5 already, Mac. It was Halloween about a month ago.
Yeah. Bink joins the show now here on 96.5 The Fan. Jay, what Chiefs were doing offensively that was different and noticeable in this game against the Baltimore Ravens?
First of all, let me tell you this, Dust, man.
Oh, Lord.
It is entirely too hot for October 1st.
Yeah.
It needs to cool down.
Yeah, I can't drink my Oktoberfest yet because it's not below 50.
Well, we're getting that on the 13th, Jay. Actually, the 11th, it's going to rain and start to cool off a little bit. By Monday the 13th, you'll have crisp fall weather.
Yeah, I was driving around after Labor Day, and all these pools were shut down. I was like, why are we shutting pools down? It's like the hottest day of the year.
It's crazy, right? The Jay doesn't shut theirs down until Halloween, so you got another month if you want to come out there and splash around, you know?
Well, that's smart. That's very smart. But, Dustman, one of the things that I liked about what the Chiefs were doing is they had a lot of six offensive linemen out there at times. I mean, Wanya Morris is in the game. Now, clearly, they were Caliendo was in there for Trey Smith at times and stuff like that. But that's just doing things like outside the box. The Chiefs are like, we got to get Patrick Mahomes more protection. If we're in the running game, we need to push more with the line. So they put extra linemen in as tight ends. They were checking in as eligible. I just thought the game plan by Andy Reid was brilliant. I loved what you said about everybody was all of a sudden the Ravens were injured. You're right. They were injured going into that game. That was the funniest thing about it. Vegas still had them as the favorites with the injury report. So let's not forget that.
And they still have them high in the Super Bowl odds as well. I think that's done for Baltimore. Let's talk about Tyquan Thornton because he's kind of becoming a household name here in Kansas City. We saw him in a nice role. I thought on Sunday didn't have to be the number one wide receiver. How do you see his role kind of shaping up once Rashee Rice comes back?
You know, I think he's going to be a part of the fixtures, man. I mean, he was brought in here last year with the practice squad and had that time to build chemistry with Mahomes, and they liked the guy. I mean, Andy Reid was talking about him all mini camp and kept bringing him up. Hey, Tyquan Thornton's got that chemistry with Mahomes, and at that point in June, I was like, this dude's on the team. They like this guy too much. You know, being a second-round pick like he was, but the way he fits in and stretches the defense, I'm excited to see what he and Worthy and what Andy Reid and Matt Nagy can come up with that combination of that kind of speed, because nobody has that kind of speed. When Tyquan Thornton's on the field with Xavier Worthy, there's not two receivers for another team that can match those 40 times. It's ridiculous. And then you sprinkle in Hollywood Brown. When Rashee Rice comes back, that's going to be great, you know, to see what he has. And, of course, we don't know what Jalen Royals can do. But Tyquan Thornton is now a part of what this team does. You score a touchdown in 3 straight weeks in the National Football League, you got complete trust from your quarterback, because guys don't score touchdowns unless they have trust from their quarterback. So that's just the proof of everything we were hearing back in June and OTAs, is this chemistry with Mahomes. Like, a lot of times you hear that stuff and you're like, okay, I hope, you know, hardworking guy, first the facility, that kind of thing. But if you're actually out there scoring touchdowns, that's legit. And when you have Brown, and you have Rice, and you have Worthy, then you have Tyquan Thornton in the game, that's going to be a great combination. Not only that, it keeps Kelsey, you know, not getting mad on the sideline or whatever about getting double teamed or shadowed, because now defenses have to, they force them to pay attention. Like Tyquan Thornton has now forced teams to pay attention to him. They might not have known it. It might have been like a major league pitcher that some AAA guy gets called up and he takes him yard because they didn't pay any attention to him before. Well, Tyquan Thornton has arrived in scoring those touchdowns. Now they know who the hell he is.
Binkley, I want to bring this up because I'm actually interested of who you think should be the guy. Do you think Cincinnati needs to go get a quarterback that's riding pine, like a Winston or a Cousins or something like that? Or are they just going to ride this thing out?
You know what? They should do something. You know, the one thing about the NFL is there is this club. Like, you get to be good and you start, you know, the fans start feeling it, the merchandise, the fans, you know, start getting crazy on social media and they build up this fan base. I've seen it so many times. I mean, just remember Jacksonville, the whole Duval thing. Duval, this was back, you know, when they were winning a playoff game against the Chargers, and then, you know, Doug Peterson gets rammed because they're really good, then they fell off. And the Bengals had arrived to that. They got to the Super Bowl, played the Rams, they beat the Chiefs in Arrowhead. Things are going good. And now all of a sudden, they're going to be in their couch just like me watching the NFL playoffs for three straight years. But, yeah, they should do anything because that window in sports closes so fast. I mean, it just shuts, man. When it shuts, it shuts. Those Bengals players are starting to, you know, talk on the sideline. Ja'Marr Chase getting into it with Zach Taylor. They've got to find a quarterback because Browning likes throwing to the other team way too much, but they're wasting it. It's a wasted opportunity in sports. And their fans were just right there, man. They were getting the merchandise. They were having their swag, talking their trash. You know, the mayor's out there talking his trash towards Kansas City. And guess what? They suck right now. A big bundle of suck because they tried to be in the club. To be in the club, you got to be the Chiefs. You got to be the Eagles. You got to actually win the thing. And you got to be consistently good. Winning division nine straight times, that's being in the club. Going to the Super Bowl 5 out of 6 times, that's being in the club. Cincinnati just proved to be wannabes and that window shutting. So, yes, I would do anything possible to try to rejuvenate that Bengals team.
So what you're saying is you disagree with Gary Myers. This is actually a dynasty in Kansas City.
Mm. Oh, this is a dynasty. Yeah, you go to 7 straight AFC title games and 5 out of 6 Super Bowls. Yeah, my friend, that's a dynasty.
Well, according to Gary Myers, you got to do it for 20 years.
20 years, according to him, yeah.
Well, you have a 10-year gap in between where you don't do anything.
Well, that doesn't count.
Binkley, is that cat from Mizzou going to win the Heisman this year?
You know what, guys? This guy, I don't think he's going to win it. But he's starting to climb up those charts. I know you like looking at the DraftKings odds and everything, Dusty, but he's like really climbing up there. And Ahmad Hardy at Missouri, people are kind of wondering, all right, who's this guy? He's now on the scene. But people start talking about him. He's number one in the nation in rushing. And
by a large
he's number one
gap.
Rushing in the SEC. 445 is what Quan Lacy has at Ole Miss. Ahmad Hardy already has 730. And keep in mind, this is with a split backfield. Jamal Roberts gets the ball a lot, but Ahmad Hardy's had 100 yards rushing in every game. And they have a bye week this week. Next week is Alabama. If Alabama beats Vandy this weekend, it's going to be a good game with Vandy. But if they beat Vandy and they roll into Columbia next week, that game is going to be an ABC game. It's going to be, you know, spotlighted. People are going to watch it. And they're going to know Ahmad Hardy, that mad stiff arm he's got. But, yeah, he's climbing the charts. I don't think he's going to win it. But he's starting to get into that point of recognition where you think, all right, this is the best running back in the country. And you pair that with Missouri's number one defense, number one in total defense, there's something to watch there in Columbia.
All right, who's in better shape, KU or K-State in 30 seconds?
I'm going to still say KU, Bob. I know K-State. State got a big win. And Avery Johnson looked like the guy you thought he was. He's running the ball well and throwing the ball well. But they've got work to do. And now Kansas goes down and plays that UCF team that Kansas State beat. But, yeah, I still think Kansas has the upper hand on K-State. Just a better they have a receiver. Pay attention to this guy, Emmanuel Henderson.
Yeah.
5 catches, 217 yards, 4 touchdowns on the year. He transferred from Alabama. This dude's legit. He's fun to watch. And Jalen Daniels, what a game he had. They just got to shore up that defense.
All right, Binkley, we'll enjoy today because it's October 1st, and it's day one of 31 of Paige Spiranek sharing Halloween costumes on her Twitter
and Instagram.
Oh, my goodness,
Dusty. She was in rare form. And by the way, I started drinking Oktoberfest when it came out in late July.
July it came out this year?
No, it did, Bob, because it's actually done in May. Like, that's where most of the Oktoberfest beer is brewed, is mainly just sits around.
Yeah, well, I was drinking summer brew in February.
That's okay. I don't mind that. Oktoberfest beer in July?
Well, they got to do something with it, Bob. I mean, they would need to sell it just sitting around. They started to release it earlier in September, and then it would creep in August. And now it's creeping in at the end of July. And I know this because I'm a true truck chaser. You know when that beer's coming to which liquor store. So, yeah, I'm all over that.
Chase those.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Dump trucks, Binkley. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Sure. All right, guys.
I like how you said, for sure. Mm-hmm. Coming up next, first quarter.
He's already looking forward to it.
First quarter is complete for the NFL season, if you can believe it. We'll dive into what the first quarter was for the Kansas City Chiefs here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Chris Jones, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.